The Hit List. KMFM.
Here for you. Yep. Massive single. It's out on October the 30th. How did that track come about?
I made the instrumental like 2 years ago. December 2 years ago. And then I just had it laying around, actually. And I actually released the instrumental as ID. Just like a track that I didn't have a name. And then we sent it to Ella and her team. And then she liked it, and she added a top line to it. And then, yeah, here we are.
Do you have like a, because you said you just had the track lying away, is there like a Kygo USB stick that's full of potential like number one hits that you just kind of think, yeah, we'll go back to that another day?
I guess, yeah, I was very happy with that melody. So that was like a very special melody to me. But I definitely have a lot of projects and like ideas for melodies and stuff laying around that I might just forget about. So I'm really bad in like keeping like system and all my stuff. I just like make an idea and then I just like save it and like think, okay, I'm gonna go back to that one, and then I forget about it. It's kind of like typical me.
So the question that's on everyone's lips, I'm not sure how much you can say about it, but where's the album? Like, everyone needs details. We're getting a bit impatient.
Yeah, I'm working on it. And I don't have a date, like release date yet. I know like earlier this year I was saying like, yeah, it will hopefully be out in October, but that's not gonna happen because I have a lot of songs, so I probably have a lot of like enough songs for an album, but I kind of want to continue to make new songs and maybe like suddenly like tomorrow I make a song that, okay, I want to put this on the album. So I just want to make a lot of songs, and so I have a lot of options to choose from.
So you're holding out for a 200 track album then?
Yeah. It will hopefully be ready in a couple of months, hopefully.
So with album names, are you the sort of artist who has like an album name in the back of your head that you think all along, or is it sort of you're thinking last minute you would pick one then?
It would probably be a last minute thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I have a couple of like names, but I don't know. I don't know yet what I want to call it. It's definitely like a special. It's my first album, so it's definitely an important album to me. So I definitely want to find the right name.
Would you give it like a Norwegian title for the album?
I thought about it. I definitely thought about it. It could be cool to have a Norwegian title.
But then what's the most like complicated word to pronounce in Norwegian? Because you could do it like just to like mess around with people. Like, what's the hardest word? Obviously it'll be easy for you to say, but the hardest word for say someone who was coming in to learn Norwegian, that's what you should call the album. So what would it be?
I have no idea. There's a lot of hard words. I guess just like the pronunciation in Norwegian is just hard. I guess if I say my own name in Norwegian, it would be Shiri Gervaldal.
What about that? That's good.
Yeah. That could be a funny. I could just call the album my name.
You can imagine that on the radio, can't you? Like, we've just got a new album. Sorry, how do you say it again?
And no one knows how to pronounce it.
Exactly. You'll have to have it like phonetically. You know how they get on some press releases where it just spells it out perfectly for you. So we'll get back to chatting to Kygo in a second. But first, this is the man himself featuring Comrade Saul on vocals. This is Firestone on KMFM. I'm track. Kygo and Comrade Saul with Firestone on the Hit List on KMFM, and I'm still joined in the studio by Kygo. So here and now with Comrade Saul, you've worked with Pass and James. They're amazing artists, but they're not exactly big artists, if you know what I mean.
No, yeah.
And I'm sure you've got a lot of opportunity to work with a lot of big artists, and a lot of like big artists I'm sure are up for collaborating with Kygo. But
yeah.
Why do you choose the sort of smaller artists as opposed to the huge ones?
I guess it's just like, yeah, when I got the demo from Conrad and Firestone almost a year ago, I think, and this just like there was something special about his voice. And yeah, I'm not like necessarily looking for big names, as you say. I'm just looking for unique voices and something that like speaks to me, and that demo, I was blown away by his voice. And I guess, yeah, I get a lot of demos from some more known artists, and then, but it's just like something, I don't know, there was something about those demos. I don't really care about who it is from. If it's good, it's good.
Well, I suppose at the end of the day, it's about the music, isn't it? It's not about the names. You always choose the best track over, say, the biggest name.
It's also been like a good thing, because when I released, if you make a song with, let's say, Chris Martin, he doesn't have time to go on tour with you and go to radio stations and play the song acoustically and stuff. So that's been a good thing with Conrad and Parson James. They've been like, their main focus has been this single. So with Conrad, the main focus was Firestone for both me and him, and with Parson James, the main focus was Stole the Show for me and him. So we went like together, and we did like a radio promo tour and stuff like that. So it's definitely been, yeah, a good thing when I look back at it, that they didn't have like a huge career from before.
I suppose it's a case of you both sort of growing together, isn't it, in a sense?
Yeah, it is.
And that
definitely
it works best for both of you. So you're traveling all around the world touring. Like, what's your favorite place so far that you visited to just kind of kick back and chill, maybe like before and after the gig? Because I'm guessing you don't have that much time around the gig normally. But like,
no, normally it's pretty busy. It's just like in and out. But I guess if I had to say like my favorite festival that I played, it has to be Coachella.
Yeah, because that's massive, isn't it? One of the biggest ones in the world.
Yeah, it's a real big, and that was the only one, and also one of the few festivals I had time to actually stay there the whole festival.
Are you already started booking festivals for next year? Because Glastonbury tickets in the UK, they went on sale while ago.
Okay.
Is that one of the, because that's another one of the biggest festivals around the world. Is that another one that's on your kind of list to tick off?
It would definitely be cool to play Glastonbury.
Have you been asked already for next year?
Not as I know of, but hopefully.
Yeah, because that would be amazing, to be fair.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So what was the name of the album we decided on again? What was your name in Norwegian?
Shuri Gervaldal.
Well, I can't write for Shuri Gervaldal.
That was not that bad.
Thank you. I tried. I'm actually half, no, I'm joking. I'm not half Norwegian. Cool. Well, thank you for talking to me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And is there any chance you could please introduce your brand new track here on KMFM?
Yeah, sure. Hey guys, I'm Kygo, and you're about to listen to my brand new single, Here For You, feat. Ella Henderson on KMFM.
We'll be passing by, and they'll be wasting time, just waiting for new.
Come on! The Hit List.
KMFM.